Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hello, inspired listeners. You are the inspired and the inspiration. This is Mark Leinhart, the Intuitive Prospector, coming to you live from Seattle, Washington, here in my studio, and another Wisdom Wednesday of Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. So glad that you could join us today. We're going to have a fantastic show. Today, we're going to be talking about mastering alchemy, tools to shift, tools to transform, and tools to ascend with our special guest today, Jim Self. So if you want to learn more about the work that I'm doing here in Seattle, you can visit markleinhart.com. You can internet search The Intuitive Prospector. Would love to do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold. If you want to learn more about the work that Kim is doing in Richmond, Virginia, and her bicoastal practice, Love First, she's also in Encino, California. Kim is off today, so just sending a nice big hello to Kim and hope she's enjoying her time off. But if you want to learn more about her work, just visit lovefirst.info. You can find all of the information for her under Best American Psychics, Best Psychic Directory. Kim does amazing work there in the Richmond, Virginia area, and also Encino, California. If you want to follow us today, if you want to call in, we're going to be opening up the phone lines in the second half of the show. Questions related to today's topic, which is mastering alchemy. The number to call in is 1-202-570-7057. And please, if you are calling in to try to listen to the show, please do not. You can actually listen through the internet on any device from anywhere in the world. You don't need a password, don't need a username. Just go to Ohm Times Radio, look for Inspired Living Radio, and there's a player right on the site that you can play and listen to us live all around the world. So please do not call in to the phone lines to listen to the show unless you actually have a question in the second half of the show. If you want to follow us on social media, we can be found on our main page, which is Facebook, Inspired Living Radio. Ask to join the Inspired Listening community of over 1,200 people now. So we're growing globally. And if you do join the Facebook page, make sure to check out our interactive map and put a little pin on where you're listening to from around the world. We have a global map, and it's so cool to see all the Inspired listeners that are either tuning into the live broadcast, catching any of our encore shows. We really appreciate you. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and those handles are Inspired For Us. That's the number 4. So Inspired For Us if you're on Twitter or Instagram. And we're also on Google Plus Communities. Just look for Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Any of our encore shows will be streaming through the rest of the week. So if you did not catch the live show, don't sweat it. We can be found on YouTube, markleinhart.com, SoundCloud, lovefirst.info, Podbean, or iTunes. We're in our third season of doing shows. We've got a lot of episodes that you can catch up on during the lunch hour or late at night. And if you want to follow me on YouTube, my YouTube playlist is growing. I have well over 200 videos, podcasts, soul adventures, hikes, dives, what I refer to as spiritual awesomeness. I'd love to have you join me as a spiritual prospector on my YouTube channel. Just look for Mark Leinhart or The Intuitive Prospector to subscribe. And you can catch me every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, which is a Facebook Live show. And if you stick around, the Prospecting Q&A After Show, where I have a direct conversation with you, is every Monday. And we have a lot of fun and a lot of people tune in. So with that, we're in the month of October. Happy fall to you. Hope you're enjoying the fall weather. It's my favorite time of the year, actually. And with that, we have our positive affirmation for Inspired Living Radio. We try to do this once a week for a month. And this week I'm going to share my own mantra with you. And it's energy without focus is chaos. Focus on all the good coming your way. Let me say that one more time. Energy without focus is chaos. Focus on all the good coming your way. And that is our positive affirmation for the month of October. And with that, we do have a sponsorship for our positive affirmation for this month. This month's Inspired Living Positive Affirmation is sponsored by Prime My Body Affiliate Awareness, from soil to oil, and one of the best absorption rated nano enhanced hemp oils on the market, an all natural plant based supplement with no psychoactive highs and legal in all 50 states, from liquid hemp oil, hemp infused skin moisturizer, hemp protein superfood, or a simple liver detoxification system. Start achieving your health and wellness goals naturally from the leaves and rootstock of this amazing healing and ancient plant, hemp. Your health is your wealth. For more information, please visit awareness.primemybody.com. I can speak firsthand for it. It's awesome stuff, and I've always said that the hemp plant is Mother Nature's gift to mankind. So with that, let me open the show and let's talk. What is alchemy? Alchemy means altering the frequencies of our thoughts to change how we perceive and interact with the world and begin to experience a new higher level of consciousness. Jim Self is our special guest today. He's an international teacher, speaker, and author who has been leading seminars on personal energy management and tools of mastering alchemy for almost 30 years. So I think he's got a little bit of insight and a little bit of experience on doing this. Jim says that to master alchemy, we need new energy tools of unparalleled capacity, and these are being publicly revealed in this book, and that's what the book we're going to be talking about today, about mastering alchemy. Spiritual beings known as the elders or teachers of light have guided and directed the content of mastering alchemy and continue to guide the program participants. So a course in mastering alchemy is a course of in miracles, really, for the 21st century, reading far beyond that earlier program by incorporating the significant leap in human consciousness that has been occurring since the 1980s. This program has also it also has a clear and active participation of the archangels and ascended masters. And I love that Jim is offering, with every purchase for tuition and purchases made, 15% is donated to charity. And these charities include Charity Water, The Hunger Project, and Women for Women. So it's a win-win when you are getting this program, intuition of higher consciousness, and also paying it forward to help other people out, whether through its clean drinking water, The Hunger Project of Hunger, or Women for Women. Jim Self is an international teacher, speaker, and author who has been leading seminars on personal energy management and tools for mastering alchemy for almost 30 years. He is one of the few spiritual teachers to keep pace with the ongoing shift in human consciousness, constantly co-creating the Mastering Alchemy program with Teachers of Light. If you'd like to learn more about Jim Self and the work he is doing, you can go to masteringalchemy.com. Jim, welcome to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim.
Hi, Mark. It's very nice to be here with you.
Yeah, thank you for being here. This is a fascinating course. And now the book is A Course in Mastering Alchemy, Tools to Shift, Transform, and Ascend. Both yourself, you're the co-author, and Roxanne Burnett is also the author on this. So I just wanted to make sure it is Roxanne, right? Am I saying her name right?
Correct. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, just want to make sure to give her credit where credit is due. Interesting book, fabulous, very interesting for me because I've been on my own path of mastering my own alchemy and in the consciousness and awakening. But let's talk about the book and some of the conceptions and the birthing process. Like you said, you've been doing these for 30 years since the 1980s. Just for our inspired listeners, just if you want to introduce yourself and just kind of share a background of what got you into this. I'm always curious what leads people down the awareness pathway or the shaking that causes the awakening, as I like to say.
You know, when a person is born and begins to grow up, they step into this third dimensional reality we call life. And that soft spot on the top of that baby's head is that wide open connection to where they come from. And as that child begins to engage with mom, dad, teacher, minister, and begins to perceive this experience that we call life here, that soft spot starts to close up. And in not so long, that engagement, that connection becomes very minimal. But as kids grow up, those abilities that we call psychic abilities or spiritual abilities, the ability to perceive clairvoyantly, clairsentiently, knowingness, and there's about 22 of those abilities that we would define psychic or spiritual abilities, they begin to, the person, the child, begins to perceive through all that in determining their experience. But quite often what happens is the mom, dad, teacher, minister begins to say, I love you and I have a better idea. And so I'm going to, in terms, create you in my image. So we go to these schools. We don't go to those. We talk to these people. We eat these food. We don't eat these, et cetera, et cetera. And so in that process, quite often that child begins to have to make a set of decisions. And it's what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling, what I'm hearing, and what I'm experiencing many times are two different things. And so the parent says, stop talking to those imaginary beings and stop making up those stories and don't do that and stop. And so that child has to begin to discern, how do I experience myself? And so at that point, many of us turn away. The abilities don't go off. We just turn away from those abilities. In my reality, I didn't turn away from those abilities and got in a lot of trouble because of it all through my evolution to this point in my life. But one of the pieces in that evolution was there was always a voice in my awareness. And I began to equate that voice with something that I determined seemed to be an absolute truth in my reality. There was this internal guidance system, and everybody knows this, that place where, you know, all the people say, let's go jump off the cliff, and something inside says, no, I don't think so. And so I learned pretty early on that when that internal guidance system was said yes or no, I really did follow the yes or no, and virtually always came down on my feet. And if your listeners all really kind of ask that question, when I follow that, because everybody has it, and many of us really have shut it down as we get older and older because it gets in the way of how we're supposed to, and that's the big word, supposed to live our life. So in my case, between that voice and that internal guidance system, I really got to navigate in some very interesting places and interesting jobs in terms of a lot of different things that I did, building and selling corporations, being an assistant to the president of the United States, vice mayor and two terms on the San Jose, California City Council. All of those things shaped you know, a lot of people would say, well, boy, those are really impressive. Well, yes and no. You know, they're stories. They are events, but all your events shape you right now. And in my life, that a level of paying attention has shaped what is now called mastering alchemy and the spiritual teaching that comes with it, which is something that came about in about from that voice. That voice also began to identify itself throughout the 80s and the 90s and all through now, where it began to be a voice that was called Metatron or Yeshua or Michael or Raphael right. or Gabriel or Mother Mary. It was all of them. And it was always this conversation. But in 2003, Metatron said, there is a path that has never, ever been walked by humanity or others. And if you would like to play, we would like to provide that pathway, and it will provide you your own evolution, ascension. It will elevate the earth back to its 12th dimensional, fully Christed state of consciousness, and it will hold the door open for humanity and others to step into the fifth dimensional reality. Would you like to play with us? Well, you don't really say to Metatron, well, let me think about it, I'll get back to you. And so out of that, mastering alchemy has evolved from the standpoint of how does a person begin to know themselves and then step into this level of knowing all the way into really constructing that living light body, which is a piece of work, but it is the direction of that body of work from the archangelics.
Yes, very fascinating. And, you know, even for my own spiritual journey when I started, I'm thinking of Kim, too, because Kim is she's not on the show today, but she's sure. For the last year, she's been focusing on the ascension process and moving, you know, into multi dimensions, third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, like you're just describing. And it sounds like you've had some wonderful soul, I call it soul adventures, when we're here in the University of Life, the School of Life, if you will, and all the different experiences that we have that create this, you know, this overall experience, and kind of wrap it up in the mastery and alchemy. Now, I didn't realize you worked for one of our presidents. What an honor to, you know, be a part of that experience and be part of the White House. What a great journey. But I'm just thinking from my own spiritual journey, when I started just getting into this, you know, a lot of times we fear the things we don't understand, or for me it was great tragedy that kind of rewired my brain, if you will, to really start thinking about bigger things outside of religion, outside of my own life. And that journey, I guess I've been kind of mastering my own alchemy for the last, 13, 14 years. Didn't even think about it until you actually said that. And going back to the soft spot on the top of the head is fascinating, because I agree with you, Jim, that I believe all of us have, you know, the faculties of intuition, awareness, psychic, mediumship. And as that hole on the top of the head closes up, I wonder, would that be tied to the pineal gland, as far as that where that soft spot resides? Yeah, I'm just kind of thinking about that.
Pineal gland, that is absolutely essential to your own individuality. Mm-hmm. And see, right there with that statement, that's just a bunch of words. Mm-hmm. So what does it mean to really understand that? How does all this begin to translate into an understanding that allows us to perceive our world from very different venue than we generally perceive it? Because when you begin to play, when you play in this third dimensional reality, and I'll define dimensions in a minute if you'd like, but in this third dimensionality, see, the third dimension, let's call it a box, and each box, third, fourth, fifth dimension, has structure and rules to it, and they're huge and very complex, but there's a very simple way to navigate it in right here. And so this third dimensional box, for example, is conditional. There is nothing unconditional in this third dimensional box. Now, you also live in fourth dimension, I'll talk about in a minute. But one of the factors of that third dimensional structure is right and wrong, good and bad, and should and shouldn't. And so one of the ways that we grow up is basically trying to fit in. And the part of you that's called the rational mind, the thinking mind, its job is very specific, to keep you safe and have you fit in. And so when you play in this third dimensional game and you begin to get off balance because you stop listening to that internal guidance system and you listen to the mom, dad, teacher, minister, and your best friend, and you basically begin to do what you're supposed to do to fit in. And so that rational mind likes that because its job is to keep you safe and fitting you in. But the challenge is, you are constantly dealing with this supposed to. I'm supposed to be nice. I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to go to school. And often that supposed to does not align with that internal guidance system.
And so sure doesn't.
You begin to get very confused. And then one of the structural factors of the third dimension is something that virtually nobody questions. It's just an absolute truth. But in fact, it's not, and that's called time. See, you ask 100 people on the street what is time,
so,
and they will
Jim,
basically tell
you. Hold
that
thought right there. We're going to stop just for the sake of time. Speaking of time, we're going to come back here in 2 minutes. Let's pick this back up, continuing with the discussion on time as we're moving to the fourth dimension. Fascinating stuff here on Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Our special guest today, Jim Self, talking about A Course in Mastering Alchemy: Tools to Shift, Transform, and Ascend.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LoveFirst.info for more information.
Hi. I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. Our special guest today, Jim Self, talking about the new book, A Course in Mastering Alchemy: Tools to Shift, Transform, and Ascend. It's going to be a fascinating next 35 minutes talking about dimension, time, mastering our own alchemy. So right before the break, Jim, when the whistling started, you were talking about that master illusion of time. The only species on Earth that actually measures their life by time. So let's pick that up as we shift from the third dimension, maybe move into the fourth or fifth dimension, and see where the conversation takes us.
Sure. So time, if you ask 100 people on the street, they're going to tell you time basically is fixed, it's absolute, and it's past, present, future, and then you die. But when you start to play in your spiritual space and you begin to get into present time, you begin to find a very different configuration of how time actually works. Time is an application. It's not a fixed concept. But the challenge with time is if you think about how much time you hold your attention, where you hold your attention, you're going to find that most of the point of your attention is in the past or is in the future. Very little attention is spent in the present time. But in the third dimension, time, present time is called reactionary present time, meaning most people hold their attention on something in the past from the one of two concepts. They told me if I would do this in my future, I would be successful. Or I hope this thing I did, nobody ever finds out about it. Or I hope it doesn't bite me in the butt. And so what we do, we're constantly looking at that event pretty much unconsciously and hoping it doesn't show up in our immediate future. The challenge with that is one of the fundamental, and I don't use the word truth virtually at all, but one of the fundamental truths in the universe is the law of attraction. And everybody says, oh, I know about the law of attraction. And my next question is, but do you? Because see, the law of attraction is the the pivot point, the balancing point of virtually everything. And what the law of attraction says is what you put your attention on, I, the universe who adores you, will provide for you. No questions asked. I won't second guess you. It's your creation. I won't judge you. But see, the universe doesn't understand English, French, and Spanish very well. What the universe understands is the vibrational frequency that you hold your attention on. And so when people live in the past or the future, and when people live in a vibration of, I'm going to call it rocks in your backpack, meaning I'm not okay, I don't deserve, I wasn't smart, I'm not attractive, I don't fit, I'm not okay, that vibration is something that we hold. And the law of attraction doesn't make any distinguishing between whether you love something or hate something. And so when you start to take a look at how people's lives basically unfold, they are playing in a game where they are playing past and future. And inevitably, that thing that we don't want to show up shows up somewhere or another, different color, size, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, third dimension, where we walk around, it's like, oh, my God, this wasn't supposed to happen. Well, you're in present time, but you're in reactionary present time. And that whole aspect of the other aspects of conditionality, duality, right, wrong, good, bad, should, shouldn't, all of that is the structuring of the game that we play.
Right,
but
right.
You also play in fourth dimension. And fourth dimension is an opportunity to shift. And fourth dimension is not physical. It's a thought realm. Fourth dimension has a couple of interesting characteristics. In fourth dimension, you have present time. Like right where we're speaking right now, we're not thinking about past or future. We're right here. In fourth dimension, you have choice. In third dimension, you do not have choice. You have reaction. Now, I'm just kind of here.
No, I like that. That's powerful.
Yeah. So, but in fourth dimension, you also have an odd word, which is called paradox. And paradox allows everything to change. Paradox says what was true just a moment ago may not be true right now. And what was false a moment ago may not be false. So somebody shows up on my porch and I really didn't like this person all my life. And 20 years ago, they stole from me and they show up and open the door. There they are. And I immediately recognize them. And third dimension, I say, I know you. You stole from me. Get off my porch. But in present time, fourth dimension, you say, I remember you. How might I assist you? And in that space, they say, hey, 20 years ago, I stole from you. I've been sick all my life about this. I want to give you back your $20. I want to apologize. Well, that person just cleaned out their backpack. They said, I'm sorry. Right in the middle of the Lord's Prayer, forgive me for my trespasses as I forgive you. It doesn't say when you get your act together, I will consider forgiving you. So in present time, in fourth dimension, the ability to choose a very different life begins to be very available. An ability, I'm not going to use the word forgiving because I don't really like that word. It's not a valuable word in your transformation. It's a valuable word in third dimension when you are in hope and in anxieties. Mm-hmm. But in fourth mm-hmm. dimension, this is a space where I can choose a different reality. And so that choice allows you to do something that everybody understands, but most of us don't choose. So if I said to you, you pick happy, joyful, laughing, enthusiasm, jealousy, rage, resentment, anger, how would you choose? Kind of a no-brainer. But the reality is, how do you choose in your life? Do you really walk around in laughter, enthusiasm, excitement? Or do you hold on to, they told me I wasn't okay. I'm never going to succeed. Now, see, this is where it gets really interesting because that rational mind is very different than that internal guidance system in the heart. The rational mind's job is to keep you safe and have you fit in. Well, who taught you that? The mom, dad, teacher, minister. This is how we do it. But see, when you start to get to this fourth, fifth dimensional space, fifth dimension being well-being, respect, dignity, courtesy, gratitude, appreciation, integrity, how do those words feel? If you were able to live in those vibrations, would your life be different? But see, we really have the ability to do that. But the piece that gets in the way is the gifts that we receive from others. Now, think about this. Somebody says to you, or let me ask you, has anybody ever said to you, Mark, you're not okay. You're stupid. You didn't do that right. You didn't get a good grade on the test. You're never going to succeed. You're not going to amount to anything. And you're really not even a good-looking guy.
Now, sure. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. So, but what do we do with that? Now, see, the reason I call it a gift is, and this is where if people can begin to understand this, this is a very freeing moment. That gift is really somebody else's bad day. It's somebody else's bad lifetime in that moment. They turned around to the little kid and said, why are you so stupid? You're never going to get it right. And the little kid takes the gift because they don't know how to say, oh, thanks, but no thanks. And what they immediately do is they ask the worst possible question we can ask. What did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is you cannot be not okay. It is impossible to be not okay. But what we can do is we can kind of wear a shirt that's too small and shoes that don't fit and kind of push our way through life feeling uncomfortable. But in the case of this, somebody else said you're not okay. And we try to figure it out for the rest of our life. But when you step into that fourth and fifth dimensional present time and you have choice and you basically can begin to realign your energy field into vibrations of well-being and you begin to define yourself with some tools, and I'll give you one or two in a minute, but as you begin to recognize in present time, that's not my rock in my backpack. It's somebody else's gift that they said, I'm not okay. When you step into present time, and with a handful of tools that the Archangelics have presented, the ability to recognize, I don't need this rock in my backpack. It doesn't even support me. You know, it's the place where the 12-year-old girl with all the little hormones running and sex beginning to happen and the body changing and the enthusiasm happening and beginning to go into that puberty space of stepping away from the mom and the dad and trying to create her own identity, boys too, and the little girl is trying to fit in and be safe and says to her other friends that she's trying to impress a joke. But instead of everybody laughing with her, they laugh at her. Do you think in that moment that little girl says, oh, hey, no big deal? Or does she make a decision, a why in the path that says, I'm never going to tell jokes again. In fact, I'm really embarrassed. In fact, I'm not even going to go anywhere near these girls again because they laughed at me. And we begin to isolate ourselves into our limitations based on perceptions and gifts of others. But here you are at 35, 40, 25, 10 years old, doesn't matter. And what if you could understand that those gifts are simply have nothing to do with you? And what if you had a set of tools that allows you to discern your truth from something that's not your truth? And what if you could basically, on an energetic level, begin to decide, for example, one of the fundamental tools we play with is really simple. Where do you start and stop? Now, there is no place you really start and stop. But if you understood that aura that surrounds you is all about you, and if you were able to put a point of delineation on the edge, we use a tool called the rose, just a red rose, mental image picture, you simply, let me define your aura. If you take your arm and stick it straight out in front of you and turn the palm of your hand toward you, plus or minus an inch or so is your aura, the edge of your aura. If you were to put a rose at the edge of your aura and be on your side, just pull your energy back on your side, just in doing that, you virtually automatically come into present time. Here I am, I'm paying attention. And when you begin to play with this tool, you begin to realize everything from the rose to my heart is me, and everything on the other side is Shakespeare's theater to entertain me. Now, what if you could create that understanding really? And what if you could recognize that all the shoulds and don'ts and goods and bads other people hold may in fact have absolutely nothing to do with you at all? Nothing. And what if you could begin to realize that some of the gifts that are inside the energy field, you have tools to simply, in present time, recognize they have no value to you and be able to energetically eliminate them. Simply gone. Not dragging it through the emotions and crying and revisiting all the bad things. Simply recognizing that I can neutralize that, short circuit it, dilute it, eliminate it, and simply it's gone. The ability to do that is very much within the individual's capacity. But without beating up the mom, dad, teacher, minister, because they all learned from their mom, dad, teacher, minister, much of what you've been told about how good or bad you are has absolutely nothing to do with who you in fact are.
I love that. No, I'm just taking it all in. A lot of what you just said for the last few minutes really resonates with me, and I know it's going to resonate with our inspired listeners out there. And that's why I love doing radio. I get to talk to awesome people like you, and I get to learn while I'm just sitting here trying to be the co-host of the show.
Sure, of course. Of course.
Fascinating stuff.
Let me give you another example. So let me. I'm talking to everybody listening, you and me too. So, are you a hider? Now, when I ask that question, remarkably, the answer is yes. For so many spiritually sensitive people, the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. And how did you come to be a hider? One of these capacities that we have, psychic capacity, spiritual capacity, whatever you want to call it, is in the second chakra. It's called clairsentience. In the second chakra, there's a little sonar machine, and it's constantly sending out a pulse of energy, and it asks a very specific single question. It says, what is that feeling? And so that person over there, mad, glad, sad, happy, whatever it may be, and that pulse comes back, and you're able to look at that person in combination with your clairvoyance, you know, the skill that we don't have, and you basically say, I don't want to go over by that person, but that person seems like they'd be fun. You are able to discern using your clairsentience. But when a kid grows up in a level of dysfunctionality, a family that's dysfunctional, kids that are dysfunctional, you're not liked, you're unsure, and they are clairsentient, that ability is a tremendous barometer for how I navigate my world. And most spiritually sensitive people are very much engaged with this clairsentience. But in a dysfunctional family, you begin to get mixed messages. You begin to be uncertain. You are told this is the truth, and then it's not the truth. And this is right, and then it's not right. And you're told to stand up, and then if you've got a transmedium parent that says, why are you standing up, sit back down, you go into a lot of confusion. So clairsentient people do something very specifically. They change the question in the little device from what is that feeling to what is that feeling about me. And when that question gets changed, all of a sudden that one angry over there is angry at me. Does that make
all
any
right.
sense
so,
on how we got here?
Awesome. We're going to pick this back up in the last half of the show here. We're going to be back in 2 minutes with our very special guest today, Jim Self, talking about mastering alchemy. This is Inspired Living Radio. We'll be back in two.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A. mindfulnessmusic.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. I was just laughing at that commercial. I haven't heard it. Go Steve with his digital phone. Today's special guest, Jim Self, talking about mastering alchemy. I knew that I was going to love this show, Jim. Host and solo today, and Kim is out. But this resonates a lot with the teachings I do myself. I always talk about the magic in the moment. I always talk about our future is created to be real by our imagination, and our past is created to be real by our memories. So I just love the conversation in the last 15 minutes of just the tools, too, that you can apply to start recognizing the third dimension versus the fourth dimension, and how part of that is reactive and the other one is more moving into thought and consciousness, and the auric field, which is a big part of our radar system, our sonar, as you talked about. I call it the spiritual skin or the energetic skin. And if you want to learn more about Jim Self and the work he's doing as an international teacher, speaker, and author, today's book that we're talking about is Mastering Alchemy. You can go to masteringalchemy.com. If you go to our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, and ask to join the Inspired Listening Community, which is a global community now, we actually have an article from Jim that he did a little bit through Om Times Magazine. So we've actually posted that link on our page if you want to check out that article as well, or visit his website for more information. Fascinating stuff. Welcome back, Jim, to Inspired Living Radio. Let's pick up the conversation because this last 15 minutes is going to go by so quick. I just wanted to have you finish that last thought before we went to the break. The whistling kind of was kind of blended in with what you're saying, but if we could just recap that real quick, and then I have a question for you.
So that second chakra is basically a barometer. It's a it means of determining where am I in my relationship with my world. So when a person begins to change the question on the little device, what is that feeling about me? They bump into people who are angry or upset or whatever it is, they have, which are not angry at them, but they begin to start to withdraw, start to pull back, start to hide. And so a lot of spiritual folks are hiders. But that structure of hiding is really from the standpoint of, I don't know how to do it another way. And so one of the pieces that begins to be really useful, and this is a place where I watch a lot of people who are spiritual in nature, and they're all asking, how do I do it better? But to a great extent, you don't get a lot of instruction on how to do it better. You've got a lot of books and different things. So we spend a lot of time being in kind of horizontal spiritualism. You know, we read books, we talk to people, we heard this new thing, it's really good. But what if you had a set of choices that you could discern whether it made a difference for how you navigated your world or not? And so when the archangelics said this path has never really been walked this way, they, from my observation, there's absolutely nothing random in this body work. It blows me away. But one of the really fundamental pieces is something that I pointed to a few moments ago, and that is, how do you hold your vibration in your body? So if the law of attraction is simply going to give you exactly what you want, but what you want is determined by the how you hold your vibration, your vibrational field, and your vibrational field is wrapped up in all of these, I'm not okay, I don't deserve, and then when you get embarrassed, you don't know what to do with it. So the action is you put it into denial, and then you basically, that doesn't quite work. It still bothers you. So you put it in the backpack and you say, if you don't come out and bite me in the ass, I will never go over there near where these things happened. I won't go talk to those people, and I won't be anywhere near that. Well, you start accumulating a whole lot of avoidance and a whole lot of I'm not okay and I don't deserve, the law of attraction begins to recognize you as vibrating in those places, and that must obviously be what you want, the universe says. And so is it any wonder I can never get out of this hole I've dug in my life and get ahead? And how come I'm not happy? So in this body of work, one of the sets of tools that comes up is really simple. If I said to you, do you know what certainty is? Well, the rational mind says, oh, sure, I know what that is. But if I said it a different way, I said, Mark, close your eyes, take a breath, sit back in your chair, and feel the vibration of certainty. Feel certain. What happens is there's a little deeper breath. You immediately come into present time. Your shoulders go back, your head goes up, and there's this feeling in the body. And you would say, oh, I've been here before. But can you hold it? Can you be certain? So what if you just shifted from certainty and I said, can you be capable? Oh, I'm not sure what capable is. Well, do you know how to tie your shoes? Oh, yeah, I can tie my shoes. I mean, are you capable of tying your shoes? Yeah, I'm capable. All of a sudden, there's a sensation, a feeling, capable. Now, it's not about anything, and you can't fail. It's impossible to fail. So what if you could be certain and capable? And then what if I said, have you ever been happy? Well, what does happy feel like? And all of a sudden, you remember a wonderful time where you laughed, and it's like happy. Well, what if you could weave that together into, let's call it a triangle, happy, certain, capable? And you could take a breath, and you could simply open your eyes and be right here, happy, certain, and capable. Now, in that moment, the universe says, no problem. I'll give you much more of the same. But what happens is we're so conditioned on, oh, that was really good, Jim. I really like that. But you don't understand. I've got to go over here and fix my problem. And my problem is really a pain in the butt. And so all of a sudden, what was happy, certain, and capable becomes another set of efforting unconscious patterns. But what if you took happy, certain, and capable into that problem, into that circumstance? and you basically began to approach everything you did from a set of words. Now, there's lots of words: gracious, kind, seniority, this is who I am. When you begin to play in a meditation and you start to move from one word to another and start to anchor them in the body, what happens is that internal guidance system knows all of these. Because, see, you're not finding something new. You're remembering who you are. And when you begin to create this anchoring, this wiring back into that internal guidance system, and you stay on your side of the rose and let Shakespeare's theater be as wonderful or as ugly as it is, and it's not my problem, you begin to realize I don't have to put my finger into that light socket to solve those problems. In fact, those aren't even my problems. You get astonished at how much you engage with in the day that has nothing to do with you at all. When you begin to put these pieces together, you start to do a lot of really amazing things. There's something called the Eye of Horus. It's not a necklace you wear around your neck or a mystery school in Egypt. It's a configuration in the brain that allows all of those psychic abilities to start to work as a unit. Clairsentience, clairaudience, telepathy, both kinds, transmediumship, your clairvoyant. All of those begin to function as a unit of perception from your side of the rose to simply answer the question, what would I like to do now? How would I like to experience myself? You begin to hold your energetic field in vibrations like graciousness, seniority, commanding of my presence, capable. Those all weave together, and would you be a different personality if you could live in that space and present yourself from that dynamic of vibration?
Good stuff. Good stuff. Just love
it. But it's simple.
It's simple.
It's not complex.
And I think a lot of the chaos that we're seeing in today's society, you were just talking about taking on other people's emotions. We can get that through the power of social media or 24-hour cycled news, and we take on all that that energy, if you will. Just for the sake of time, I do want to get to a question because I'm curious.
Please, of course.
Before we run out of time, but I'm just curious what the conception and birthing process will look like in the next few generations as we become more conscious, as we try to master our own alchemy and people become more awakened.
Well, you're asking a question. I'll give you an answer, but you're asking a question that cannot be heard. The answer cannot be heard because there are aspects that are going on. See, we are in transition from this third dimension into the fifth dimension. So your earlier statement about energy unfocused is chaos is absolutely correct. And so everything I've been saying is, can you get into a focus, certain, capable, gracious? Can you begin to be those vibrations and then live them? Because one of the things that's happening is everything that you're holding, all your baggage, is coming out. And so when you look at the world and you see the chaos, it's all this dysfunctionality, man's inhumanity, the imposition, the slavery, the domination, the greed, the 1% dominating the 99%. So all of that is changing. That's going to take place over the next 15, 20, 30 years. But your answer is there is a new human species that's being created. The construct, when you get into that light body as a secondary piece of rebirth in terms of reincarnation, happens very, very differently in the future. But see, that can't be heard from the place that we're talking about it here. I'm telling you where it's going. It's absolutely astonishing what's going. But it really takes a perspective of sitting and kind of playing at this to understand the concepts of this transformational change.
So a new type of species as we evolve. I actually came up, the positive affirmation for this month about the chaos. I actually was reading your blog. And again, if you want to go to masteringalchemy.com, there's some great articles. You talk about why all this chaos now, part one, why all this chaos, part two. And when I was looking through that, I was like, let's tie a positive affirmation into the chaos of, focusing, or lack of focus, I should say, lack of focus on energy is just chaos. But again, if you want to go to our closed Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, there is a great article on there, a little bit more information about what is alchemy, how to start mastering it, to actually get in connection with Jim himself and take his tuition and his courses. And again, I love that you're doing a 15% on tuition and purchases donated to Charity Water, the Hunger Project, and Women for Women. I think that is spectacular, and we like to say, Jim, you are the inspired and the inspiration, and we just want to thank you so much for being on Inspired Living Radio today. It's amazing how fast, I know we talked about time, but the time just goes by so quick when you have such an interesting topic of discussion. We could talk another 2 hours literally about this and going into, you know, the fourth and fifth dimension. Just for the sake of time, what or who inspires you, Jim?
You know, that voice that I talked about at the beginning, in my reality, some people call it channeling. Channeling takes mm-hmm. on lots of different forms when you really begin to look at it. But those, the archangelics, the lords of light, the ascended masters, in my reality, if I have a question, they are here right now for the answer. And so that interaction, that sense of community, that sense of who I am and who they are and who we all are in that combined faith is rather remarkable experience for any human being to have.
Awesome. And that is where we'll leave it this week. Thanks for joining us for Inspired Living Radio. We'll be back next Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Jim, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your week. Thanks for listening in, Inspired listeners. And like we like to say, until our next soul adventure, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.